Nevada, outstanding special education teacher accused of sexually abusing child in cemetery. By Amy Furr on April 28, 2026. A special education teacher in Nevada is accused of having a sexual relationship with a child for 2 years, with some of the encounters happening in a cemetery. Boulder City Police arrested the suspect, identified as 52-year-old Douglas Trinkle, in March, and he is in custody on a $75,000 bond. Kloss reported Friday, citing arrest documents that offered more details into the case. The redacted arrest report reveals that the victim performed oral sex on Trinkle during a walk in the Boulder City Cemetery. After the victim vomited, Trinkle pulled down the victim's pants from behind and put it in me, the victim told police, the outlet said. The victim also claimed the sexual encounters occurred several times a week and said the teacher, who allegedly did not wear condoms during the encounters, gave the victim gifts. The victim told a school friend about what happened because the situation is no longer right, the Kloss article said, noting the child agreed to visit a doctor. The suspect had been working at Cimarron Memorial High School. And after he was charged in the case, the Clark County School District confirmed an employee by that name was arrested and barred from visiting any of its campuses, according to KSNV. It is important to note that the National Association of Special Education Teachers recognized Trinkle with the Outstanding Special Education Teacher Award in 2016, according to Kloss. Trinkle faces charges of statutory sexual seduction, sexual assault against a child under the age of 16, two counts of child abuse, and lewdness committed with a child 14 or 15 years old. In March, the high school's principal informed students' families that a staffer was arrested, but the allegations against the suspect were not linked to any young persons on that campus. Principal Colin McNaught said, "The Boulder City Police Department is the lead investigative agency. We wish to assure you that we will cooperate fully with law enforcement in their investigation." According to the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, RAIN, website, most perpetrators of sexual violence are individuals the victims know and often trust. Perpetrators may be family members, intimate partners, friends, classmates, co-workers, authority figures, or caregivers. While anyone can commit sexual violence, the majority of offenders are male, and many have histories of previous abusive behavior, the site read.